This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now, from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story this half hour, a major development in the effort to pass a budget in Chicago. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore joins me live from City Hall with the very latest. Craig, what can you tell us?
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. By the narrowest of margins, Mayor Johnson's budget have cleared the city council committees by a vote of 14 to 12. The council's finance committee cleared the $68 million tax increases, property tax increase, and the other funds that will go to pay for this budget. But then just a few minutes ago, the $17 billion budget itself cleared the budget committee. And we talked to Jason Irvin about how worried he is or how he feels about such a narrow margin.
Budget, everybody is like sausage, right? Nobody likes the process, but everybody loves the end result. So it's just going back and forth again between administration and the council. This is how government works. I mean, we're two co-equal branches of government, and we find a way to get things done.
Well, not everybody likes how the sausage is tasting. In fact, there were misgivings. There were feelings that there were backroom deals. So then there are still two votes to go. Now, there'll be a procedural city council meeting tomorrow. Nothing will really happen there except to move it forward. The big meeting will be on Friday when the full council will vote. Live at City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Craig, thanks so much. Also, breaking news about the fate of the planned merger between the owners of two of Chicago's best-known grocery chains. A federal judge in Portland has just blocked the plan by Mariano's parent company, Kroger, to acquire Albertsons, which owns Jewel Osco, for more than $24.5 billion. Federal regulators had filed suit in Portland to stop the merger, arguing that it would violate laws against monopolies in business and that the plan to spin off hundreds of grocery stores to another company would not be enough to make up the lost competition. The companies had said it would call off the deal if the judge ruled against the deal, but the coming change in administration in Washington could view a merger more favorably. Stay tuned. Graffiti appeared on several Northside businesses in the aftermath of the fatal shooting of a health insurance CEO in New York City last week.
Chicago police said the vandalism took place in the 5000 block of North Clark, the 4500 block of North Broadway, and on the 5200 block of North Sheridan. Kill your CEO was sprayed in paint each time. We spoke to a dozen people in those neighborhoods. Most were surprised at the graffiti, some not as much. We did see one of the spots that was hit, but as a local business owner pointed out to us, it had already been mostly washed away, so it was barely visible. One person in the neighborhood told us they were very sorry it was covered up. On the 4500 block of North Broadway, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
After telling a crowd of supporters last night on Chicago's Northwest Side that the city will be one of the first to see the effects of mass deportations next year, Trump border czar Tom Homan's comments are generating plenty of reaction, including some from a local immigrant rights group.
Mary Meg McCarthy, executive director of the National Immigrant Justice Center, says Homan's comments at Portage Park were unsettling but not surprising.
We've been preparing for this scenario. With Trump 2.0, we expect swift and cruel deportation tactics like the workplace and neighborhood raids and immigration detention expansion.
While Homan insisted he does not wish to separate families,
my goal is to enforce the law, but if you put yourself in that position, it may happen.
McCarthy disagrees.
I just think it's clear that they're not caring about families. I just think it's important that we as a community in Chicago and the state of Illinois and as a country really uphold those values of caring for our neighbor and caring for the people in our communities that have made invaluable contributions.
She says attorneys will be needed in that effort, and her group is already working with many in Chicago to prepare for potential deportations. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
New research shows a link between gun violence and mental health among members of Generation Z.
The study, conducted online by Project Unloaded, surveyed 2,000 people ages 13 to 25. Nina Vinnick is the organization's founder and president.
We found that firearm violence is a big concern for young people.
Vinnick says nearly half of those surveyed said they lived in homes with firearms, and 30% had a personal experience with gun violence. She adds 45% said they were worried about their mental health.
Despite the fact that so many say that they're concerned about their mental health, few are actually getting treatment.
Project Unloaded plans to use the information they gather to launch a new Gen Z-focused campaign to help educate teens and young people about the risks of guns and the importance of getting mental health help if needed. Mai Martinez, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A candidate for village trustee in the suburbs has been kicked off the ballot because of her nickname.
The Homer Glen Electoral Board ruled village trustee candidate Heidi Hadley Pacella's name would not appear on the ballot in February. Attorney Pericles Abbasi.
We're arguing that Hadley is not a nickname by which the candidate is commonly known. Additionally, we're arguing it's a political slogan.
Last year, Pacella protested Will County's plan to widen a stretch of road known as County Highway 1, which includes Hadley Road. Abbasi argued she's made her name with Hadley Road Preservation. While the head of the electoral board abstained from voting, others voted Hadley was an improper nickname that could not be used. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 to score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, thank you. Seven is generally a lucky number, and in football, it usually means a touchdown. But for the Bears, seven right now is bad. That's because they've lost seven in a row to fall to 4-9, a once promising season lost, but with a few games left to play to close things out. For them, to be specific, including Monday night's game at Minnesota against the 11-2 Vikings, the Bears 7-point dogs in the game, and they'll be back at practice tomorrow at Halas Hall after a day of meetings today. Baseball, it's Hot Stoves.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season, and with the winter meetings in full swing down in Dallas, the Cubs are rumored to be talking trades with several of their all-star players like Bellinger, Suzuki, and Horner. As for the Southsiders, they are expected to be active also, as Rick Gregg reports.
General manager Chris Getz has an ace on the trading block, Garrett Crochet this time, but Getz also has another tantalizing target, outfielder Luis Robert.
Not to say that we're heavily motivated by any sense, but when you're in a rebuild like this, you got to look at ways to accelerate it. And if there's something out there that we feel like can move this along and take us to another level, we're going to consider it.
Finding the right value might be tricky. Robert was an all-star in 2023, and he's under team control for the next three seasons, so there's no rush to move him. But he's only played more than 100 games once, and last season was his worst offensive year yet. Covering the White Sox, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
College basketball tonight in the Big Ten. The Illini hosting Wisconsin down in Champaign, and locally, DePaul hosting Providence. You can listen to that game over on 670 The Score. 10-15 Bulls idle until they host Charlotte at the UC on Friday night. The Blackhawks remain in the Big Apple, where they beat the Rangers last night. They skate against the Islanders on Thursday. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the debate over fluoride in drinking water has surfaced in far northwest suburban McHenry, where members of the city council are now questioning a state mandate for it.
Illinois has required fluoride be added to public water systems for about 50 years when it doesn't reach the 0.7 milligrams per liter recommendation by the CDC. At last week's McHenry City Council meeting, Alderman Frank McClatchy asked the city's wastewater superintendent about lowering that.
I've done my research on fluoride, and it does more harm than good. And if we can crank that down. Let me ask you a question. What's the fine if we turn off our fluoride?
Oh my gosh. I would guess it's more than $9,000 a year.
You think so?
That $9,000 mark is what Superintendent Russ Adams says the city spends to meet the state requirement. The Chicago-based American Dental Association said last month it strongly supports fluoridation at the current recommended level to fight dental disease and points out studies showing negative health impacts used twice that amount. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Salvation Army is an urgent need for toys as the Christmas holiday approaches.
We just really don't want any kids waking up Christmas morning without toys under the tree.
The Salvation Army's Brian Duell says across the division, they are thousands of gifts behind last year's total and this year's goal.
There's babies, there's toddlers, there's, you know, grade school kids. And often people forget about the teenagers. You know, they're often people think, oh, I'm going to buy a cute little toy for a kid. Teenagers need stuff too.
For teens, Brian suggests gift cards. Bring or send your new and unwrapped toys to the main Chicago office or any of the Salvation Army community centers and do it as soon as you can.
I can't bear the thought of a child waking up on Christmas morning and not, you know, not having a present under the tree. That kind of breaks my heart.
Dave Berger, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.